Hello, I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
This is Linda McKenzie with the HealthyLife.net Health News Super Segment. Scientists report that middle-aged and older adults with higher dietary vitamin K intake may have lower risk for neurodegenerative diseases. DMSO is a remarkably safe chemical that protects cells from otherwise fatal stressors, for example, freezing, burning, and even shockwaves. Since the heart, brain, and spinal cord are particularly vulnerable to injury, DMSO can produce miraculous results when those injuries happen. Despite decades of research, many serious shortcomings exist with how we treat strokes, including brain bleeds, heart attacks, and spinal cord injuries. Had the FDA not sabotaged DMSO's adoption, in addition to countless lives being saved, millions could have been protected from a lifetime of disability or paralysis. New research suggests that daily B-lactalin supplementation may improve mood, offering a potential dietary strategy to ease trait anxiety and perceived stress. A multi-component dietary supplement may improve 13 different parameters of gut health, ranging from stomach cramps to bloating and even acid reflux, says the new study. A new phytoestrogen complex exhibits estrogen-like effects and improves lipid profile, bone density, and menopause symptoms in rats, according to a new study. Finally, some common sense from Western medicine. Dietary supplements SAM-E could be a functional alternative to psychiatric drugs for depressive symptoms, per a new science review. According to a recent analysis published in The Lancet, more than half of the world's population consumes inadequate levels of micronutrients, including calcium, iron, and vitamin C and E. Reduced levels of vitamin B12 can result in an increased risk of testosterone deficiency and ultimately greater chance of infertility, according to recent studies. Collagen loss typically begins around the age of 30, and it affects a tissue regeneration in the skin, muscles, and even the bones. This decline often results in diminished physical function, susceptibility to injuries, and persistent pain, creating a dilemma for 93% of active middle-aged adults. Collagen supplementation helps. Try Source Naturals Arthrid, and you'll not only feel good, but look good. Vitamin A deficiency alters gut microbiome composition, leading to increased intestinal permeability, or leaky gut, and inflammation, contributing to Alzheimer's disease development. Maintaining optimal vitamin A levels supports gut health, reduces inflammation, and slows Alzheimer's progression by preserving cognitive function and reducing amyloid beta deposition in the brain. Specific gut bacteria genera like Eubacterium and Eisenbergiella are associated with lower Alzheimer's risk, while others like Collinsella and Bacteroides correlate with increased risk. A healthy gut ecosystem rich in oxygen-tolerant bacteria producing short-chain fatty acids like butyrate is crucial for maintaining intestinal barrier function and in reducing systemic inflammation. Probiotic measured in CFUs, or colony-forming units, are more reliable than using AFUs, which is active fluorescent units, as CFUs only count viable bacteria capable of colonizing the gut. Certain U.S. cities have banned mulberry trees due to the immense amount of pollen they produce. Mulberry trees are on nearly every continent and have a long history of food use as well as preventing disease. You remember, we're always going around the mulberry bush. We'll figure that out. Okay. Traditional medicine uses for mulberries include treating diseases of the mouth, throat, and lungs, strengthening bone tissue, protecting vision, improving metabolism, increasing blood circulation, and acting as a treatment for dysentery and as a digestive aid. Mulberries contain vitamins C, K, B, complex A and E, iron, potassium, magnesium, and resveratrol, which brings their own constituents for health. Mulberries have the potential to increase beneficial brown fat via a natural plant compound called rutin, which has shown potential for lowering obesity in lab animals. Sarcopenia, or age-related muscle loss, affects adults over 60 with a higher prevalence in hospitalized and nursing home residents. Resistance training is recommended as the primary treatment. Resistance training creates micro tears in muscles, which repair and strengthen during recovery. Beginners are advised to start with comfortable weights for 8 to 12 repetitions in 3 sets, prioritizing proper form. Regular resistance training improves muscle strength, bone density, balance, and reduces fracture risk. It also has positive effects on insulin sensitivity, glucose regulation, and inflammation. Blood flow restriction, or BFR training, or KETSU, enhances muscle growth using very light or no weights. It's particularly beneficial for elderly individuals who may risk injury by heavy lifting. The ideal strength training regimen is 20 to 40 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week. Excessive training may reduce longevity benefits. Pair resistance training with adequate protein intake for optimal muscle maintenance and growth. Here's our safety alerts from the FDA and FSIS to help keep you and yours healthy. Conn Jaeger Spice Company Trail Bologna Meat Processing Kit for undeclared wheat and soy. Albertsons Multiple Store Brands Ready Meals and Store-Made Deli Items for Listeria Monocytogens. Treehouse Foods Multiple Brands Names for Frozen Waffle Products for Listeria Monocytogens. Church Brothers Multiple Brand Names Green Onions for Salmonella. Dakota Tom Sandwiches Pepper Jack Cheeseburger, Bacon Cheeseburger, and The Gambler for Listeria Monocytogens. CNA Naturistics AK Forte Dietary Supplement for Unapproved Drug. Statska Pharmaceuticals Ascorbic Acid Solution for Injection for lots of glass particles floating around in there. Bruce Pack is recalling 1,765,285 pounds of meat and poultry products for Listeria Monocytogens. Walmart Inc. Great Value Diced Peaches, Mandarin Segments, and Cherry Mixed Fruits Variety Packs, and their Great Cherry Value Mixed Fruit for Undeclared Food Dyes. Pacific Coast Fresh Company King Harvest Spinach Hummus for Plastic Fragments. Puget's Consumers Co-op Hungarian Mushroom Insect Larva is floating around in that one. Lund Food Holdings, Lunds and Byerly's Lone Star Dip for Mold, Lemonland Food Corp's Stir-Fried Dried Shrimp, and 12 other products for undeclared wheat and sesame seeds, MSG, egg, or fish. Lots to choose from there. Nuts.com, S'mores Bites for undeclared milk, Today's Frozen Desserts, Premium Grapefruit Special, and 4 other frozen desserts for undeclared food dyes. Bion Pharmaca Inc., Atovaquone Oral Suspension for Microbial Contamination, Viona Pharmaceuticals, Dapsone Gel for Crystallization, Accord Healthcare, Cisplatin Injection for Impurities Degradation, Gorilla Mind Rawalcine Dietary Supplement for Salmonella. Bevy Electrolytes product is labeled as electrolytes, but is actually caffeine. All right, and that's it for this week's Super Segment. This is Linda McKenzie from HealthyLife.net. Stay happy and healthy.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's Super Segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.